you have successfully managed to claw your way into the Casa Berenice Recordings Podcast, episode 30.
This podcast is our way to release multi-tracked recordings from house concerts that we host in our living room. We being Clay Chaplin and Heather Lockie, and including our clawed friends Xenotron, Fuzzy, Nemesis, and Fluff Nugget. This episode features a performance by Chris Brown. It was recorded live at a Casa Berenice house concert on October 28, 2023.
Stick around after the performance for an interview with Chris Brown.
And now, here is Chris Brown performing on piano, computer, and electronics.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Electronic musician and pianist. Yes, I played two pieces for piano and interactive electronics. One of them was very new, that is just developed this year, and the second one is an older piece that's been around for about 6 years. The first one is called Nesting, and the second one was called Obelisk. Maybe I should start with talking a little bit about interactivity, because I think a lot of people think interactivity just means I push on this button and it makes that sound. And I got introduced into the idea of interactivity through the work of a composer named Gordon Mumma, who back in the 1960s would make electronic circuits that listened to what musicians were doing in the space and take information from that sound and also from the resonance in that room to develop a whole structure for what happened in the piece. So the main thing is that you can't, it's better in interactivity if you get responses to what you put into the system that are not totally predictable, because that's a little bit more like life. Basically, things come back at you all the time, and it's your adjustment that makes life interesting and makes for a conversation that happens. So basically, I'm working with these days with computers and synthesizers, both digital and analog, and I try to make it such that I can develop a conversation with my electronic instruments. Basically, I was counting on it as being equal temperament. And basically, I'm looking at these two instruments, the piano, which cannot do glissandos, and the sine wave, which is extraordinary and is often thought of in relationship to glissandi from theremin days, right? It has that sound. So these two instruments are opposing each other. They do things that the other thing can't do. And then there's the tuning, which is the most rigid thing about the piano. And I've actually done a lot of music in microtonal music, and I was intending here for the sound from the sine waves to converge on the end point of each phrase, but never reach it entirely, so that they're actually making a unison that's beating. And from my experience in tuning pianos, I know that to make a piano be in tune, you count beats. And so it's strange but true that basically to tune it, put it in tune, you have to put it out of tune. So I wanted to highlight that aspect and use the synthesizer, the analog synthesizer, to make it apparent. And you heard it. The fact that you heard it makes me very happy.
So tell us about the second piece.
Yeah, that piece uses a software that I wrote starting in about 2001, and it took me about 3 or 4 years to get it right, to get it working right. And it's basically a polyrhythm interactive program. It's called Ritmos. I spent some time in Cuba in the 90s and got totally enamored with the idea of being able to take a pulse and divide it into different kinds of divisions.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought that the computer could help me learn to do that better, mm-hmm. but also sort of push it further in a different direction than, you know, Afro-Cuban music, which is amazing. But so basically at any one time, there are four different players. Like, you could think of them as mm-hmm. sequencers. But the notes and some of the rhythms inside of that sequence change in relationship to what I'm playing. Mm. And so what I'm going for is that experience of hearing a rhythm played, trying to play along with it with some variation, and then hearing it adjust to that variation, and then playing something against that or mm-hmm. In response, and basically call and response between the machine version and the human version.
And you're able to do that, you don't have to do pitch tracking or anything because you have the piano bar there.
That's right.
Handling that sort of processing
right.
of
both of these pieces use this piano bar that mm-hmm. was invented by Don Buchla. So you can actually take this bar thing and put it on the two cheek blocks of the piano, and then you adjust its height over the keys. And every time, well, there's always an infrared light that's being shined at each key.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw the lights.
The happening. Lights are really just to let you know that you've triggered it.
That it's working.
But there's a different kind of light that's being used to measure the distance and the speed of change for each key.
Wow.
And that turns into a MIDI output. So it turns the piano into a MIDI keyboard. Well, the piano stuff, I just started playing when I was 5, and my first teacher had us play Béla Bartók's Mikrokosmos, which is a graded series of six volumes.
Yeah.
And I think at the same time,
amazing.
It sort of spurred my interest in composition.
That's really
and
cool.
also in dissonance and different kinds of rhythmic material.
Wow.
So that, you know, I just carried on with that. I had some good teachers along the way. And then in college, I heard this, at UCSC, I heard Gordon Mumma performing hornpipe. And that just made me want to do electronic music.
Yeah.
And it took me a few years to do that. But basically, I joined a instrument building collective called Confluence that included David Poirot, who was at the concert tonight, mm-hmm. and a guy named Tom Nunn. And we built instruments, and I learned that way to solder and to put together microphones and then I started working with microcomputers at Mills College. And that was all done with like very primitive stuff, you know, that looks, you know, by comparison with that, the program, the computers that are in simple devices that you buy now are sky's the limit. It was more like a calculator, you know, or something like that. But you could program it. So learning to mm-hmm. program was a big deal mm-hmm. for me. And then I started making pieces that included most of the time acoustic instruments and electronics at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of pieces that are like that, starting from the mid-1980s up until now. And then more recently got into retuning the piano. And I have some pieces.
Just like more just intonation.
Just intonation, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a piece called Six Primes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole an hour-long piece of mm-hmm. solo piano.
Oh, wow.
In different.
And then were you in, you were there when the Hub, I want to know about the Hub.
Yeah. No, let me get back to that.
Okay,
then.
Sure.
The early 1980s, after I'd started working at Mills, I used to tune pianos for a living. And I was driving mm-hmm. my van around between jobs, and I was listening to KPFA, and I hear this sound, this music come on that was like incredible. I just like, what is this? You know, how does this, you know, make sense? But yeah, I'm just fascinated. I had to pull off to the side of the road and listen to it. And then I found that I had friends in common with people that were doing it. And that was the League of Automatic Music Composers.
Right, okay.
Right. So, and then a couple of years, I got very interested in that idea and put together a little festival of people working in with ensembles and computers. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I met the people that became the Hub.
Wow.
And from there,
we
had,
yeah.
Yeah, 30 years of... Best place to go for more information about the music is my website, which is at cbmuse.com.
Thank you for joining us on the Casa Berenice Recordings podcast. We would like to thank the musicians for performing and our lovely community here in Northeast LA for attending our concerts.
For more information about our house concerts, or our current release catalog, please visit our website, CasaBeroniceRecordings.com.
And thank you for listening.